This is The Record on KUOW. I'm Bill Radke. During the dark and cold Arctic winters, deep under the ice, there is a concert taking place. Have you guessed it yet? Huh? That was a change. Bowhead whales is what you're listening to, singing, shrieking, moaning, but never the same song from year to year. This is what new research from the University of Washington has found. For nearly a decade, Kate Stafford has been listening to the songs of the bowhead whale, and her findings are helping us understand one of the world's longest living mammals. Dr. Stafford, welcome.
Thank you very much, Bill.
What is different about, by the way, when I was in grade school, I did a science fair project on the song of the whale. And I never found it screechy and annoying as some people do. I could have listened to that for even longer. I thought it was kind of nice. But there's something special about this song, the bowhead whale song. Will you tell us about that?
Sure. Well, bowhead whales are the only baleen whale, so a whale that doesn't have teeth, but they have horny plates of baleen that they use to filter their food. They're the only baleen whale that lives in the Arctic year-round. And perhaps the animal that you did your science project on was the humpback whale.
I believe it was.
Humpback whales are the best-known singers of the whale world.
Mm-hmm.
They produce these beautiful, long, elaborate songs in winter, like the bowheads. But in a population of humpback whales, all of the males will sing more or less the same song during that season. With bowhead whales, what we've found is we've heard tens of different songs every year that we've listened under the ice.
And why is that surprising or puzzling or important to you?
Well, it's surprising and puzzling because we assumed from early research off of Western Alaska, and that was work done in collaboration with Cornell University and Native Alaskans, that bowheads, like humpbacks, only had one song of the year. But in fact, when we listen year-round in the dead of winter, they have multiple songs. And we are presuming that, like the humpback whale song, it's a male display. So it's a reproductive display that only happens in the winter. And in general, you would expect that males would produce kind of the same song and put their own special little trill on it to be able to tell each other apart or to be able to assess each other by singing the same song. But instead, these bowhead whales are singing many, many different songs that are as different as Beyoncé is to Selena Gomez, for instance.
Uh-huh. Then do you have any guesses as to why that might be?
Boy, that's the question, right? So my co-authors and I we've hypothesized a couple things. But again, as you said earlier, bowhead whales are doing this behavior in the polar night, 24-hour darkness under heavy ice. We can't see them when they're doing this. So one of our thoughts was, because they are the only baleen whale in the Arctic, maybe they don't need to use a song that says, hey, I'm a bowhead whale first, and then listen to what I can do.
Hmm.
Another thought might be that because they're under the ice and protected from predators like killer whales, maybe they are free to go freeform and produce these very elaborate songs.
They feel more free to sing.
Possibly. Again, we don't know.
Uh-huh.
And that's one of the really cool mysteries about these data.
And by the way, I didn't realize they had no predator. I hadn't thought about it, but I guess that has to do with them living 200 years?
Yeah, these animals are superlative for so many reasons. Not only can they live 200 years, they've got the thickest blubber of any whale and the longest baleen. And in fact, that's the reason all the populations of bowhead whales in the Arctic were hunted so extensively. The animals that this study is about, the Spitsbergen bowhead whales, were essentially commercially extinct by the 1700s. And people hunted them for their blubber, which they melted down for oil and light and soap and margarine, but also for their baleen, which is sometimes called whalebone, although it's not bone at all. That was the plastic of the time. Things like corset stays and buggy whips and umbrellas were made out of baleen.
So now that we have plastic and we're finding our oil in the ground, how are the bowheads doing?
Well, Well, isn't it kind of funny that the discovery of oil and plastic may in fact have saved many of the large whales? So as far as we know, of the four populations in the Arctic, two of them we know are doing quite well. The Western Arctic bowheads, which migrate from the Bering Sea up along the west coast of Alaska into Canada. There's another population that's between eastern Canada and Greenland. But the Spitsbergen population, which was supposed to be the largest initial population, even 20 years ago, it was thought there were only tens left in the population. But a very recent paper by my co-authors did a line transect helicopter survey, and they actually estimated that there might be 323 bowhead whales. So that's good news.
Dr. Stafford, you've been taking calls all day about bowhead singing. Why do you think we're so fascinated?
Well, partly I think people love whales. And a lot of this is because of the humpback whale and humpback whale song. I think also listening to whales under the ice opens a window onto this Arctic world that most of us are never going to get to experience. And we think about the Arctic as this cold, icy desert. But when you put a hydrophone down, which is an underwater microphone, all of a sudden it's a cacophony. You hear bowhead whales and bearded seals and walrus and belugas, and you realize how diverse and special the Arctic is.
Yeah, diverse and special. And that brings us back to the beginning. We found another element of diversity among whales because you were surprised when you listened to the variation. I heard you describe it as jazz.
Yeah.
From the bowhead whales.
And that's really the best analogy I can think of to get people to understand how variable they are. As you said, they can rattle and screech and moan and cry and warble. And as far as I can tell from now the 3 years of data we reported on this recent paper, but a year of data we had earlier, they never sing the same song twice. They are always innovating. They make trumpety sounds. And so it's really, to me, it's more like listening to jazz than, say, classical music. And they're both beautiful forms of music and expression, but very different.
Have you heard from any jazz musicians?
I haven't.
I wonder what they'd say about the equivalents.
I'd be really curious to know.
Well, keep studying it. Keep innovating. Keep formalizing. That's what the jazz musicians do. Well, thanks for the time. Thanks for your sharing your fascination.
Oh, no, you're welcome. It is the Arctic is a really special place.
You want to listen to a little more bowhead?
Absolutely.
Okay. Can you tell anything about their mood right now?
Don't they sound happy and exuberant? That's anthropomorphizing. But I think people would rather listen to the bowheads than me.
Fair enough. Okay, a little more bowhead, and then we'll move on our show today. Thank you, Doctor.
No, thank you so much, Bill.
Kate Stafford, University of Washington. She's an oceanographer, and her latest study on the songs bowhead whales sings, that was published today.